Well, hello again.
Hello.
The Brunch Bites Podcast.
Yes, we are here.
We have something that didn't make the show, kind of on by design, because I felt like this is a conversation that was going to be a little more in-depth and maybe not radio-ready.
Okay.
How many times a day do you just realize you're getting old?
Every single second of every single day, I'm realizing I'm getting old.
So somebody put out a thing on, I'm going to Reddit for a lot of things right now.
I mean, okay.
It's a weird place, by the way. Don't go there until you, unless you're prepared to be, to have weird things happen.
Okay.
I'm trying to warn you now. It's a weird place, not a place everyone should visit. Reddit land is a weird land.
All right.
Well, not for the faint of heart.
You heard it here first.
Things that happen or you realize as you get old. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
When I'm signing up for an account on a website, I have to scroll back pretty far to find my birth year now. I remember that.
Yes.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I forget.
Or when they ask you your age group, when they have things split into the age group and now you're in. You aren't in the third age bracket yet, but you're getting there. So usually it's like 35 is the cutoff.
Because I'm at 34 right now, so I'm literally...
The next one's 35 to 45.
I'm officially about to be middle-aged.
That's not as bad as you think. It's horrible. I'm lying. It's horrible.
It's only horrible because you don't take care of yourself.
I don't want to go to the... I know. No. How about you knew you were getting old when hearing Green Day and The Offspring was on the classic rock station?
That's no.
Green Day is classic rock. Foo Fighters. People are like, Foo Fighters, classic rock. Like, oh.
No.
Give me a break.
No. Never. Never.
Have you had this yet? I saw some girls wearing really short dresses without coats in December, and my first thought was, she must be freezing.
I say that. I'm such an old lady. I say that.
You know how many times I've heard you say, I cannot believe that her parents let her out of the house like that. And you were that girl that people were saying that about. Just things you as you get older. This one is not necessarily kid-friendly, so if you've got this on in the car, it might earmuff some. How did you realize you were old? The first time I decided sleep was more preferable than sex. I'm not saying anything. I'm going to look at the ceiling.
No comment.
No comment.
We're just going to skip right past that one.
What? You don't want to talk about that one?
No. Mm-mm.
Why not? Why don't you want to talk about it?
Because I've tried to... Okay.
Oh.
Y'all, I love my sleep. And I tried to tell my husband, I have to have at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Or
she doesn't
I am
have
not.
To.
It is clinically proven. I have showed him this multiple times. That women need more sleep than men.
But I can also show you the thing where it says that, you know, that thing more often helps you sleep better.
Mm.
There's been studies done about that, too.
Okay.
So we could point to that, babe.
Mm.
Okay. Last one. Here we go. When I fell down at work and no one laughed, instead, three people came running over to make sure I was okay. That's a hard one to swallow.
Okay, honestly, I think if I fell, people would still laugh.
But you think
then,
so?
Yes, hands down. But then they would probably come and be like, oh, are you okay? But hands down, yes, they would laugh. I would still, they would still laugh at me.
And here's how I know I'm getting old.
Mm.
You know what they don't give away in the bank drive-thru anymore?
Suckers.
Anything. They don't give away candy, anything. That was like when mom would be like, oh, we're going to the bank, they would open up with it. Do you have any kids in the car? How many?
Ooh, suckers.
Nobody, you don't get those anymore. That sucks. It just sucks.
Definitely makes you feel
people
are missing out on things that were like staples.
That's true. I feel like this generation.
It's just like the whole people not knowing who Grimace is.
That's tough.
I'm like, you don't know who Grimace is? Hamburglar?
Yeah, that was that
the
place.
The Fry Kids?
That was a McDonald's playground that no one in this generation will ever play.
Come on now.
Everything was metal, and your parents would send you out there when it was super hot.
Do you remember the one off of 240?
Yeah.
That was indoor?
Yep.
My mom used to take me to that one all the time.
I remember the first play place in Oklahoma City that was a big deal. Now I don't even think very many of them even have playgrounds anymore. Too many insurance claims or something.
I don't think so.
You know how people are now. Your kid climbs to the top and jumps off and breaks their ankle, and they decide like, oh, well, this is McDonald's fault. It's like, or right. Your kid's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid's dumb, and that's on him. In fact, that happened at work not too long ago. Kid jumping up on the racks on like the straight out, fell, and the dad like got mad at me.
Yeah, because that's your fault. It's my job to watch your kid.
He's like, well, he was saying it in my direction. He's like, well, I guess these racks, you know, they can't put these up any higher. I'm like, or you could watch your kid.
Right.
There's an idea. Mm-hmm. I do also think people like to blame I'm getting old on things that is not that you're getting old. It's that you start to see the world differently. Like if I walk down the mall, which I did the other day, and there's four or five young dudes like being real loud and rowdy and stuff, that would have never bothered me.
It annoys you so bad now.
I cannot stand it. Like, why are they being loud? What is the point of being loud? Why you got to be loud? They're in a retail store, like horsing around. All I could think about, they're going to knock into something. They're going to break mm-hmm. something. Those are things my dad would have said.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, I just turn into the no fun guy.
You are.
I'm an old crotchety man.
I try to tell you, you know, you could be fun.
No, I couldn't. I can't.
Yeah, you don't want to be fun. Don't want to be fun.
I can be fun. I just can't. I can't be reckless anymore. That's the thing. I can't be reckless anymore.
Well, that's fine, but you could still be fun, but you're not even fun.
Anything exciting happened to you this week that we haven't talked about? Anything at work or anything?
No.
This topic went way faster than I intended.
No.
You're over there too engrossed in the LSU baseball game.
I was.
It's LSU baseball.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
I like baseball, and I really like college baseball in the summer. It's like the best.
Well, they time it to where they're the only thing happening. There's nothing else. Yeah, to
there's
compete
nothing
with
else to compete with. It's which so is great. Good because
it goes head to head with women's softball, it gets its butt kicked viewer numbers.
Sorry, guys.
We were talking about the Morgan Wallen thing today. Have we changed our minds? Like, do you like him? I still can't. I still haven't. I haven't decided how I feel about him.
I don't know. I really don't.
I wasn't a fan when he came out. I'm just going to say it up front.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know why I would dislike him.
His music has changed so much since he came out. Like,
you know what I can't stand? Girls act like he's attractive.
I mean, maybe he is to some girls.
This is me being old. This is it. This is me being old.
Is it?
The mullet thing I do not understand.
I mean,
all these dudes have mullets.
The perm, I don't understand.
I just don't get it.
People
come in the salon asking
perms.
For...
People want perms. Men want perms.
There's nothing worse than the perm smell either.
It's so bad. Worst.
However
many years of beauty, ugh, the smell of a perm has not changed. It still smells like chemical death.
Did your mom get a perm back in the day?
Yes, my mom got a perm. Hers looked like a football helmet.
And you couldn't wait for them to finally wash it?
It was like short and just round and and brown. It was all one color. Oh, man, yeah.
It was bad?
And I think she had bangs, too.
Oh, the trifecta. The mom cut perm with the bangs.
Yeah, she had a perm. I have naturally curly hair, so I don't have to have a perm.
If yours is wet, it looks like you've had a perm.
It is a blessing and a curse. I hated it as a child. I love it as a grown woman because it's...
different.
Well, it's so easy to fix my hair sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
But who'd have thought, like, bell bottoms are back in style.
Oh my
perms
gosh.
Are back in style. Crop tops. Halter tops.
We've just gotten old.
Like, the 90s are coming back around.
Mullets are back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the 90s.
And not the good. And some of the fashion is not the good stuff that we had in the 90s. Some of it is stuff that I'm like, no one wore that. You just like look. It's that's all stuff from the cover of Teen Magazine. But not real people weren't wearing those.
Right.
And we were talking about the other day, like whenever they would do 80s day at school, everyone would dance. Everyone would dress up like it's Flashdance or their Cyndi Lauper. No one was dressing like that though.
No.
They're like, oh, it's like Back to the Future. And then it's like, no, real pictures of women in the 80s do not look like that.
No.
Real girls in the 80s, yes, the midriff was there with the low-rise jeans, but nothing like this now. You just couldn't do that. Like, it was not, like, now, like, Jessica Simpson, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, yeah, they would wear, but not the midriff like now. No way.
I'm sorry, but you'll never get me in a pair of low-rise anything ever again.
And when I met you, you wouldn't wear high-waisted.
Or skinny jeans.
Now you're like, and now I'm like high-waisted. High-waisted
skinny. That's what I'm...
Or high-waisted bell-bottom.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lainey Wilson has changed the game for the ladies.
Not even just Lainey Wilson, but just...
Well, like, Lauren, Elena, they're all wearing like them.
Like, the minute country women... found out they could wear bell bottoms.
It was over. And you know what's so funny is the women's fashion in country music has gotten awesome and it's fantastic.
It's so cute.
It's more expressive. And the boys' fashion has gone to just grungy.
No, y'all are simple. I mean, don't even talk to me about grungy, mister. I wear sweatpants to work.
Okay, but...
sweat shorts.
I'm not selling out 60,000-seat arenas wearing jeans.
I mean, I could say the same thing about myself. I can make myself look better sometimes, too. But come on now. Come on now.
You want me to be Cody Johnson wearing starched shirts? I mean, I love his look, but I can't do that. Oh. A starched dress shirt? Are you kidding me?
Okay, all right. Okay.
I'll make you a deal.
No, I don't want to make no deals. I'm not making no deals. I'm just saying you could dress a little better sometimes. All right. And so could I.
All right. Okay. All right.
It's fair.
Boy, today's brunch bites was salty today.
You're salty today.
You're salty.
No, I'm not salty.
I love you.
I love you.
Your brunch bites podcast. We're rambling now. Tomorrow, I think the brunch bites we're going to do is we're going to draft state fair food. There's so much good state fair food now.
I love the fact that you say that, but there's only like two things I eat.
That's not true.
Two things I eat.
That doesn't matter. Just because you don't eat it doesn't mean it's not good state fair food.
I understand that, but why am I going to draft stuff that I don't eat?
You drafted board games based on what you thought might win.
I drafted board games based on the games that I like.
Well, and it might win. So, you know, and there are some things that are state fair food now that were not considered state fair food.
For me, I really like corn.
Still the best video we've ever put out on social media is you, and I had to cut it down, but you dressing an ear of corn at the state fair is a spectating sport.
It's a process, y'all. It's a process. It's got layers.
It's like an onion.
It's like an onion. It has layers.
We're in state fair mindset because the state fair...
It's so close. It's June. July. Almost July.
First September.
Oh,
first September.
So close.
We're almost there. We are almost there. Brunch Bites Podcast. That's it. Tomorrow we're drafting state fair food. So we hope to see you there. And if you haven't checked out us on iHeart, please do. The Morning Rush Radio Show, 6 a.m. Eastern on Kickin' Country. Tell the people bye, babe.
Bye.